broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And, you know, people say to me a lot of times, Sam, why do you go with that big old long rant every day at the start of the show? You know, your current frequent listeners, it's just boring. It's just like, come on, get to the news. Get her done. I understand, ladies and gentlemen, but we're picking up new listeners literally every day, number one. Number two, I want you to be very clear about our intentions. You know, government wants to call us all anti-government over and over and over. I just read a story about the Oath Keepers. And they say the Oath Keepers, the anti-government militant organization, for instance. Okay, this is criminal behavior for the government to continue to malign a group such as the Oath Keepers, saying that they're anti-government, that they hate government, that they're militia, that they're, violent, that they're this and they're that. Okay, it isn't true. When you ask someone to keep their oaths of office, it's saying that you want to uphold the law. It's not saying that you want to violate the law. When I get on the radio, they say that I'm anti-government because I'm not Republican or Democrat. I don't believe in the two parties. But remember, it was George Washington and others of the founding era that said, hey, parties will be your undoing. Parties are horrible. Okay, I hate rogue agents in government taking advantage of the system for filthy lucre. I agree. I hate the government that acts outside of its scope of authority. Okay, but I don't hate government. I'm not anti-government. In fact, I'm the guy that says we want a peaceful restoration, not a revolution, a restoration. I'm the guy that says, hey, you know what? It's about God, family, and country. I appeal to God first. The fundamental unit of society, the family second, and the greatest country on the face of the earth third. I'm the guy that tells you there's not a lot of people leaving, but people are coming to this country because they want liberty, many of them. Now, some are coming to exploit and abuse us. We got to stop that for sure. But when government, for example, like the Biden administration, violate the law, promote illegal immigration to the tune of, hey, they're literally acting at night, so the people that elected them, the consent of the governed, they know they don't have consent to do what they're doing, but they're doing it anyway against the very laws, against the very legal system that America's built upon, and they're circumventing. Okay, I've got a problem with that kind of government. Absolutely. But I'm not anti-government. In fact, those criminals who are undermining our legitimate government, replete with its checks and balances, they're the ones that are anti-government. I'm the one that is pro-proper rule of constitutional government. I'm the one that believes and teaches about the checks and believes in and teaches about the checks and balances that made America great. I'm the one that wants to back the greatest economic engine ever known to man. I'm the one that wants to back free enterprise and stand for the proper role of government. Right? In fact, Sheriff Mack wrote a book about the proper role of government. We've been talking about the proper role of government on the radio for 25 plus years. So let's not fall for the lie that we're anti-government, okay? That's just the anti-government swamp trying to tell you we're the bad guys. They're lying to you. Pay attention to who's saying what, who's peaceful, who's civil, who's kind, but who also must stand up for themselves, and who's doing what. We're trying to create appropriate law-abiding borders in America. They're trying to circumvent the border. We're trying to return to constitutional, honest money. They're trying to spend you into oblivion. Who's who? It's pretty clear, isn't it? Welcome to the broadcast. I am Sam Bushman. A recap of yesterday's show makes sense. We had our guest on, James Edwards, Race, Politics, and Hypocrisy in 21st Century America. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is his website. He's a talk show host. He's an author of the book called Racism, Shmacism. It's out now. We talked about this lady, Claudette Calvin. She was one of the first people to not give up her seat to a white woman on a bus back when she was 15. 6 decades later, she wants the record expunged. Yeah. She wants her juvenile arrest record expunged. Well, why did the mainstream press tell you all this time that it was Rosa Parks, somebody else? Well, remembering Chief Drew Lackey, that was on the Political Cesspool radio program, an interview where, hey, this guy worked his way up the ranks. He told a different story than your mainstream press on what happened back in 1955. The cops weren't dealt with fairly. It was a staged event. It wasn't as you're told at all. That's important to really understand, isn't it? Charlottesville, unite the right. Civil trial begins, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump said there were very fine people on both sides. He was right, but he got maligned and abused for that statement. To make their case, lawyers for the plaintiffs are using all kinds of weird online gathering techniques to see what was said online, along with the, 1871 Ku Klux Klan Act to try to make their case against the right in Charlottesville. But why are the people on the right the only ones on trial? This should be a red flag to you big time. Why don't we have criminals on trial from both sides? If there was fine people on both sides, there were bad people on both sides. Why aren't the bad people on both sides being arrested for their crimes? Why is it just an attack the right scenario? It just shows you how dishonest the whole affair really is. That was hour one of two with James Edwards. Second hour, we talked about the FBI has found scant evidence that the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was a result of the organized plot to overturn the election. Yeah, that's according to four current and former law enforcement officials. They say there's just not evidence to prove that narrative. Well, what about the fake news reality check? Democrats and the mainstream press have been pushing that narrative for literally, what, 7, 8 months now? 9 months? 10 months? Yeah, 10 months. And it turns out not even to be true. But no one's calling them to account for their lies and dishonesty, right? All right, we talked about an incredible book that tells the other side of the Charlottesville story, in my opinion, the true version. Book's called Charlottesville Untold. Inside the Unite the Right, Ann Wilson Smith wrote it. ShotwellPublishing.com is where you can get it. Charlottesville Untold. Men shot by Kyle Rittenhouse can be called rioters, losers, and arsonists, but not victims in the trial. Video of officers thanking Kyle Rittenhouse during the riots last year can be used in the trial next week, said the judge. This judge is one of the longest serving judges, and he's taking a lot of heat over this one, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep an eye on the ball on these cases just for you. We talked about the poll. Let's go, Brandon. Movement, they say it's widespread and popular. It's really F Joe Biden is the chant. And I think it's an absolute disgrace that we've got literally thousands of people in crowds in public using the F word so liberally, repeatedly, over and over and over. And it just shows that we're losing the culture of war, ladies and gentlemen. I don't agree with Joe Biden either, but I'm not going to run around and publicly say those kind of things about President Joe Biden. I don't think he's a legitimate president's one issue. The other issue, I think he should be impeached for his actions on the border and his actions on vaccines. He thinks he's a king. He lets the border leak like a sieve, not protecting the American people. And then he forces an experimental, in my opinion, bioweapon on the people. He ought to be impeached and criminally charged for that abuse. But time will tell if that'll ever happen. Dr. Scott Jensen, for example, a physician and a state senator in Minnesota who's actually running for governor, has now had his, quote, physician's license audited or investigated 5 times. Why? Because they don't like his positions on the COVID pandemic. But he says, I'm a physician, and I have every right to my views on the pandemic. Well, they don't like what he's saying, so he's being investigated now. Here's what his final statement on the matter is. I will respond to the complaint, says Jensen, but I warn citizens and people everywhere that, hey, they're trying to weaponize medicine. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. Well, when you saw the abuse Donald Trump took, where Twitter, Facebook, all shut him down because they suppose he would lead an insurrection? Well, that's a lie, because they knew he wouldn't lead an insurrection. I believe Joe Biden's already led an insurrection, like I say, with his letting the border leak like a sieve, with his acting like a king and promoting vaccine mandates by press conference and not by any kind of law. He's in the wrong branch of government to make laws in the first place. He needs to be impeached and tried for treason. The president of the United States, as some say it, Joe Biden, look, by hook and by crook that he become president in the first place, he's a criminal. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled, okay? But here's the bottom line. And he would say that I'm a treasonous guy for calling the president a criminal. No, I have my own opinions to which I'm entitled. This is America, not China. And we need to push back and boldly and stand up big time on this. Because look, President Trump did his very best, but he wasn't about to commit any insurrection. There was no insurrection of any kind, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand that. There was a few bad apples at the Capitol that ought to be prosecuted. I agree. But let's not attack all conservatives. And let's be honest about the vaccinations. They're experimental at best right now. And they're being forced on the American people by press release. Is that acceptable in a constitutional republic? I think not. All right. Quick pause. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Available at LovingLiberty.net and LibertyRoundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts in seconds.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. We're talking about our Honest Money Report now. Brian Rust jumps into the mix. Over the past 50 years, Rust Coin and family have been working to educate customers about precious metals and more. RustCoinandGift.com. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Where is gold sitting at now?
Gold's at 1802 this morning.
1802? Up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, up about $18.
Hey, at least it crossed the 1800 mark, right?
There you go. Back on our way.
1802 even?
Right.
Wow, $1,802. And silver, sir?
Silver's down about 15 cents. That's about 24.15.
2415. All right. Where are we looking for rhodium? How's Kirk Cosby's portfolio doing?
He's up 150 at 15,300.
Yeah, Kurt, come on. All right. That's good news to hear. I like that. Anything else going on in the marketplace of interest?
It's just a lot of, you know, we've just got a lot of issues that are forcing and you know, that are hitting in the market.
They're percolating, aren't they, Brian?
They are. But with all this stuff happening, it's just, you know, we keep pushing the same agenda. It's a matter of preparation, and while it's at these levels, you know, whether it's one silver dollar or an ounce or whatever it may be, you just got to be putting a little away, you know, and doing it on a, it's just like everything else. You know, peace of mind is basically, you know, collectively putting things away. And so that when you need them on that rainy day, you've got it. And that's kind of the plan. Same with metal. We, you know, you protect your paper with physical. So yeah, get on board.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Honest Money Report from Brian Rust, RustQuinnandGift.com. You know, the economy's in serious trouble, some are saying right now, Brian. And we're seeing inflation start to rear its ugly head. We're starting to see shortages of different things. I went to a restaurant last night, and I don't know if I dare say which one. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. And they have a sign. We don't have any salad. And they say there's a salad shortage. I don't know if there really is a salad shortage or not. I'm just telling you, they didn't have any salad at all, Brian.
Yeah, and that's interesting. Wow. You know, usually salad's abundant. We can get you more salad, but we can't get you, you know, perhaps other things maybe. There's no doubt about it. The infrastructure is failing at a massive scale. You know, they're admitting it. Officials are openly admitting that things will get even worse. And as long as Biden seems to be jumping in, as he gets involved, you know, you look at Afghanistan, the borders and everything else, it gets worse. He keeps saying, well, we're going to turn things around and assuring us that it's going to get better. And all we can really see, and we hate to preach, you know, gloom and doom, but I think, you know, we need to, you know, be positive about all the things that are happening. But we, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't going right. And that's one of the reasons I think we need to be preparing. And yeah, it's crazy. One of the things I saw on this inflation calculator back in 1980, that $50 today, that $50 had X amount of buying power. Today, that you'd need $176 for the same buying power. So you can kind of see the, if we think, okay, well, there's no inflation or it's not that bad. Well, I think it is. And it's probably going to get worse.
Wow. It's kind of strange. Now, let me give you an example. I don't know if you know, but there's a steak shortage too, Brian. Did you see this?
Steak.
Well, here's what it says. Grocery shortage prompts Texas Roadhouse to sell ready to cook steaks to the public. Huh. Due to grocery store shortages, Texas Roadhouse locations are selling ready-to-grill steaks. What do you think of this? This is just insane.
Well, and possibly, basically, they're, you know, maybe if they're thinking ahead, maybe they're just saying, okay, well, people don't want to come back to work, or they're not, you know, which we can't get the needed help for the amount of money that we can pay, and so maybe they're just saying, instead of you coming here, we'll sell you the steaks and you cook it at your own house, possibly. Maybe that's the factor.
Anyway, Texas Roadhouse selling ready-to-cook steaks. And why? They say because of the shortage, man. Grocery shelves don't have steaks, but, hey, they do.
There you go. Yeah, well, that's interesting. There you go. Lifeblood of our country is the, you know, the farmer, the rancher, and so on. And it seems like, you know, there were, what was it I saw in the news? You know, the dairy farmer there, he was having to kill some of his cattle and pour milk down the drain. Instead of you know, helping this person, let's get this product to the places that need this product and so on. Well, we don't have the trucks, can't get it there. It seems like the government doesn't want to help them when they could maybe help us, you know, put the people together or so on. It just seems, well, we can't help you. Just kill your cows, dump it down the drain. I don't know.
It's hard to understand this stuff, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
Where are we at in America, and how bad do you think the grocery shortage is going to get? Any idea?
Well, no. We don't want look at the writing that's on the wall, perhaps. I mean, maybe we need, if, you know, 20, 30 years ago or maybe, longer or so on, we could have said, okay, here is the lifeblood. How do we protect the ranch or the farmer and so on? Or we need to continue to grow our own food and to and so on. Instead of shutting these farms down and subsidizing them, we'll pay you not to grow anything. We're going to start bringing it in from these other countries. We're going to start, maybe the writing was on the wall then, sooner or later, we're going to be relying on all these other countries to kind of take care of us. And that is becoming a big problem.
Wow. So I think what you've got is a food shortage, but I think you also have a labor shortage. So let me just tell you a story. I was talking to the waitress about this at the restaurant last night, and they didn't have potato skins, Brian. But then I ordered mashed potatoes. And I said, how do you guys have mashed potatoes and not potato skins? I'm not very smart. Can you help me with that? She said, it's really simple. The guy that normally does the potato skins is not here. The guy that normally does the mashed potatoes is here. So we have mashed potatoes and no potato skins. So now we're talking about a labor shortage, Brian.
Right. Now we don't have. Well, I tell you, if you create a virus and so on, and it shuts everything down, and then you start paying people not to come back, and they can make more by just sitting on the couch and watching Oprah win. Well, maybe Oprah's not on, that's right, but maybe something else, an old rerun of Andy Griffin, that's what I'd be watching. But maybe then you do have a shortage, maybe.
All right, they say global shortage of workers. What the heck is going on? Experts explain, they say, Brian. Do you want to hear the explanation from the experts?
Yeah, let's hear it.
There are millions of jobs, ladies and gentlemen, but a shortage of workers. Economists explain why that's worrying. Well, I don't know if it's worrying. I just want to know if it's happening or if it's true, right? Now, this is kind of weird. Holly Elliott writes the piece. Here's the key points, ladies and gentlemen. Ready? Supply chain disruptions and global labor shortages are now a big problem for the world. Everybody, buddy. All of a sudden, you have less people on the planet. There's nobody to fill jobs. No, I'm kidding. Well, wait a minute. People are dying left and right of the COVID, right? They say shifts that have taken place in society are now becoming more pronounced on the labor market, Brian. Many aging workers are retiring, or people are voluntarily quitting just as demand for workers rises. Now, here's what I find fascinating. Then if I say, well, it's that people don't want to take the COVID-forced shot, they say, no, Sam, that has nothing to do with it. There's no evidence that shows that, Sam. Now, Bloomberg is putting all these images together for this article. I find that interesting. They say the COVID-19 impact is having an effect all around the world, from London to the United States, Brian. It's just, wow. I don't know how to respond to this. They say,
what? Yeah.
They say this. There's 10.4 million job openings in August. Where's the number of people looking for jobs? Well, leaving their job, they call it the so-called quits rate, rose to 4.3 million, the highest level seen in records dating back to 2000. Accommodation, food services, wholesale trade, I mean, it goes on and on. Quick pause. We'll talk more with Brian Rust about it in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, facing a food shortage, is asking his countrymen and women to eat less food as the communist nation deals with a food emergency that is expected to continue at least until 2025, according to some reports. About 40% of North Korea's 25 million citizens are estimated by the United Nations World Food Program to be undernourished. As lawmakers try to strike a deal, President Biden continues negotiating to get his social spending bill through Congress. He will meet with House Democrats on the partisan legislation and talk to the American people in a speech Thursday morning from the East Room. The president will be flying overseas at midday to meet with world leaders. The Houston Astros have tied up the World Series at one game apiece after a 7-2 win over the Atlanta Braves Wednesday evening. Game 3 will be in Atlanta Friday evening. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A retail group is reporting U.S. retailers could see record sales to finish out the year. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The National Retail Federation says this upcoming holiday season could break records. Sales could be as high as $859 billion, which means growth could top 10%. Last year's sales total grew by just over 8% and came in at $770.3 billion. The Federation considers the holiday season to be from November 1st through New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX has rolled a Dragon spacecraft and Falcon 9 to the launch pad for the rocket's first launch in more than 6 weeks. The Kennedy Space Center launch to the International Space Station is scheduled for October 31st. It should be noted, with a very tight window of opportunity, there's a chance that Crew 3's launch could move back to November. USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So here's what I find, Brian Rust, RustConnegift.com. You got this, quote, global shortage of workers. What's going on? Experts explain, CNBC.com. And when I read the article, buddy, they don't tell you what's going on or what the cause is. They say there are millions of jobs, but a shortage of workers. Okay. Economists explain why that's worrying. Supply chain chaos is already hitting global growth, and it's about to get worse. But then they just speculate. They say maybe it's that American workers have plenty of savings. Maybe it's people are willing to not have their disposable income, so they're staying home because of the COVID. Maybe this, maybe that. They look around the world at all the different economies. They're like, well, maybe in the UK it has to do with Brexit. Maybe this, maybe that. And they go on and on and on. Maybe people don't have enough skills for the jobs in modern day society. Okay, so all of a sudden the pandemic hits and in a year and a half everybody loses their skills, right? Okay, and they go on and on and on, but they don't have any answers yet. Brian, I can tell you what the problem is. We've spent ourselves into oblivion. We put people on the dole, creating an entitlement mentality. And now we've literally told workers, if you try to work, you better take some man-made, you know, bioweapon experimental drug. And if you don't, you're simply going to get fired. And with all that in the mix, families are just saying, look, no thanks. And they won't admit that that has anything to do with it. But, Brian, you've got to look at all the factors, and they're ignoring a huge, huge factor.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it. Let me give you an example. Let's say you work for Facebook, Brian. All right. I don't know if you saw this in the news, but this might make you want to quit your Facebook job. You ready? Here's the headline. Facebook papers now reveal the company knew that it profited from sex trafficking, but they virtually did nothing to stop it. Kara Kelly, USA Today, if you debate me on this, go look it up in USA Today. So now Facebook, it turns out that they had papers and knowledge they were involved in allowing sex trafficking to occur on their system, but took limited action to stop it. So while Facebook's going after guys like me and shutting me down, saying that I'm peddling fake news, they lie, by the way, then they literally are, they're shutting me down and you down, Brian, but you know what? The sex trafficking, they knew about it, and they're not shutting it down at all. Right. Now, that takes people and makes you want to quit working for Facebook, doesn't it?
It does. It's ironic. I mean, it's unreal. And they, you know, they do these big corporations. They preach that we're good, we're wholesome, we're getting the word out, we're telling the truth, we're stopping the corruption, and they're caught in their own lies. See, and like you said at the top of the hour here, you mentioned the fact that people ought to be prosecuted, that people ought to be, you know, government, others, big business. But do they ever get they bring them in, they question them, they talk to you about it and so on, but they forge ahead making billions of dollars more, and they do it under the heading of we're so wholesome, and then we, you know, you read the underlying print that they're corrupt, evil, and it's just what it is. It's unreal.
All right, so you're working for Facebook, and you find out that there's sex, you know, trafficking and sex slavery and everything on their system, and they're like, man, we just shut down a bunch of conservatives that I agree with, and the sex traffickers are just allowed to continue. And then you discover they have two kinds of Facebook accounts, the kind for the average Joe that gets shut down by algorithms, and then the favorite kind that protects inside politicians. And you go, man, I don't know if I want to work here. But while you're debating it, they fire you because you didn't take the vaccine. Then they're like, hey, we're hiring. We've got this shortage of workers going on. And then I say, well, do you think the vaccines have anything to do with it? No, no, Sam. All right, do you think the corruption and government and big business? No, no, Sam. It has nothing to do with it. Well, then let's say I decide to quit Facebook and I roll to In-N-Out Burger, okay? Because I might as well work in the fast food chain. I know they're kind of struggling up there. So I roll there. Now, In-N-Out Burger heroically says no to government vaccine mandates in response to the attacks. Good news, In-N-Out Burger, ladies and gentlemen, has not backed down. In fact, they've doubled down, Brian. The company's, quote, chief legal and business officer, the guy's name is Arnie Wessinger, he had this to say. Listen carefully. We refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It's unreasonable. It's invasive, he says. Wow, this guy's getting it done. He says, it's unreasonable. We're not doing it. Let's see. Let me get this right. He says, we refuse to become the vaccine police for any government. It's unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates or employees to segregate customers into those who may be served and those who may not be served based on vaccine status. We're not doing that. So now if I work for In-N-Out, I just left Facebook because they're peddling sex trafficking, and I left because they're creating two classes of people, those who are the insiders and those who are not. I go to In-N-Out Burger, and they stand up tall for me, and I'm like, yeah, good work, Ernie. I love it, right? It's just awesome. He says, we fiercely disagree with any government that dictates or forces a private company to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their business. Listen, he goes on. This is clear governmental overreach and is intrusive and is improper and offensive. One of the biggest reasons he finalizes is this: cancel culture and woke culture has gotten such a strong stranglehold over American life because people at the top of institutions cave to the mob. We're not caving to the mob at In-N-Out Burger. So you're in super excited jubilation because you moved to In-N-Out Burger for your job. You bailed from Facebook or whatever other job you have. And then here's what happens. You ready, Brian?
Yeah.
They say another In-N-Out location shuts down after refusing to check customers' vaccination statuses. This comes only weeks after a separate location was closed in San Francisco and two other In-N-Out locations in California have also been given fines and warnings for not checking a person's vaccination status before allowing them to eat. So now I'm at my employer. My employer stands tall. It's incredible. But now they're literally shutting down In-N-Out Burgers. They've already shut down two. Two of them are under fines and penalties. So that's four. It's horrible. And so now you kind of wonder, man, they'll probably have a labor shortage, right? Many people are afraid of the controversy. But I guess you can't work if the restaurant's shut down, even if your boss stands up for you, Brian. And then I bring this up, and they're like, no, doesn't have anything to do with it, Sam. Nothing to do with that at all. And I'm going, are you kidding me right now? Facebook's into sex trafficking knowingly and willingly, shutting down conservatives. In-N-Out Burger stands up and gets shut down. I think we've got literally close to a civil war in our hands, Brian.
Yeah, we've got it. You know, America's kind of imploding in, you know, within itself. We're creating this, and like you said, these cancel and woke cultures and so on. Hey, here's an interesting thing. You look at kind of history a little bit here. Back in 15, when Venezuela was, you know, under, you know, all this thing, and maybe this is the experimental country. They let them kind of experiment on kind of what they was happening. But in 15, the government and they were taking over these farms and production plants. But by 2016, they admit that the people were on their own. It didn't work. We can't do it, and you're on your own. So now, yeah, there is no food. So it's almost like they're trying to destroy us within, and that let, you know, and we should rely on the government. Well, look how it was so good for Venezuela to rely on the government and help them to, you know, the third richest country in the world, and look at them right now. History. Look, I mean, it's crazy, like you're saying. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, if, you know, they should be supporting and being excited that these businesses, In-N-Out Burger and so on, want to, you know, allow their people to work and provide and so on. But no, we really don't want you. And it's the proof of fact, we really don't want you to be in business and that you're radical. It's absolutely pathetic.
All right, so check this out. It's so bad in California shutting down businesses that there's a guy in Florida. He's called Florida's financial officer. I don't know what they call those guys, but his name is Jimmy Petronas. And he suggested that In-N-Out Burger ought to just simply move to the Sunshine State of Florida after several right. In-N-Out locations were shut down or harassed by California officials.
Yeah.
Petronas appealed to the In-N-Out CEO, Lindsay Snyder, to move to the state, arguing that Florida has a superior business environment, knowing the state has no personal income tax, no corporate taxes, or low corporate taxes, and no mandates. Yeah, do you think Petronas might be appealing to these guys and making sense there? So it seems to me like Florida might get some jobs, but Californians might be out of work there, Brian, even if they want to stand up for what they believe in.
I know. You know, that's right.
And then they're like, yeah, there's a job shortage in the mainstream press. Let me explain. You know, it could be that you just have too much money in your bank account, Brian, and you're living off of that there.
Yeah.
What? Who has too much money? Who has too much savings where they're just kicking back, draining their savings in this era? Do you think that's really anybody in their right mind, Brian?
No. You know, and the elitists, the elitists are just laughing at, you know, the, they don't have to worry about the funding, and they're kind of in the grouping, I guess, or in the elite, basically, and they're at their party talking about all this fun stuff. So I don't know. It's crazy, crazy world.
Stay there, Brian. It's just insane. Don't worry, though. Fauci has a job.
There
you
go.
What I'm talking about? He's not living off his savings, I'll tell you that right now. Brian Rust and Sam Bushman in seconds on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperform gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust had to take off to a business appointment. We sure appreciate him and all that he does for Liberty Roundtable Live and for our listeners weekly. Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com, provides the Honest Money Report, doing a phenomenal job, and we discuss economic realities. And this idea that we have a grocery shortage, Texas Roadhouse is now selling ready-to-cook steaks, taking advantage of, hey, grocery stores don't have them, but we do. And you got a global shortage of workers, they say. What's going on? Experts explain, CNBC, but they don't explain really anything, ladies and gentlemen. They really don't. Supply chain chaos is already hitting global growth, and it's about to get worse, they say. Wow. Facebook papers reveal that Facebook knew that it profited from sex trafficking on their system. They didn't care. They just let it roll anyway. In-N-Out Burger heroically sets a standard, but getting shut down all over the California now. Two stores flat out shut down and other stores being fined and harassed. In-N-Out Burger's chief legal officer speaks out boldly and says, we're not going to kowtow to no government on this. We're not doing that. One of the biggest reasons, ladies and gentlemen, that woke culture or cancel culture, whatever you want to call it, has got such a stranglehold over American life is because people at the top of major institutions have been weak and skittish in response to the threats of the mob. He's right as rain about this. But now as other In-N-Out locations start to shut down, Florida's chief financial officer says, hey, man, bail from California, come to Florida. It's a lot more friendly over here. We won't shut you down. Well, I pray that's true. Well, I got a few more economic highlights for you that are sad to say. Do you use propane for your heating? If you do, folks, it ain't looking good for you this winter. Headline says, quote, propane market could be headed for Armageddon this winter. Millions of Americans will have to pay a whole lot more to heat their homes, ladies and gentlemen. That's a scary scenario. Now, I don't know that it's Armageddon. That might be overstating the issue, but millions of Americans will have to pay more, a lot more to heat their homes. So if they're living on savings, it's going to drain their savings accounts a lot faster. I can promise you that one. They say up to 5% of American households use propane for heating. But will natural gas prices go up? Will electric grid prices rise? You know, they say inflation's everywhere now. Our prayers are with folks that are having to pay a lot more. It's going to be tough. Society is going to change. When we used to go out to eat a lot, most of the restaurants are going to fail from a labor shortage and a food shortage. You think a labor shortage is giving restaurants trouble? You wait until there's a labor and a food shortage. Two key components to the heart of a restaurant, labor and food, right? Not only do we not have anything to feed you, but we don't have labor to bring it to you and cook it and do all the, we can't even, our whole business. So restaurants are going to be melting down and closing left and right, creating cut hours or shortened hours and a whole lot more. Write that down. Wow, that's a scary scenario indeed. Ready for the next headline? This might be the most expensive Thanksgiving ever. That's what they're saying. Supply issues and labor shortage issues are driving up prices of many ingredients. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? So now we're going to have the most expensive Thanksgiving ever. They say Christmas, you better shop earlier. You might not get anything for your family. Children may have tears, not presents for Christmas. They're said in the state, don't even have Thanksgiving with your family unless you're vaccinated. I mean, these people are just off the wall crazy. Inflation lasting longer than all economists thought that it would. How do you respond to this stuff and be positive, ladies and gentlemen? It's something really hard, right? Inflation in the news, right? What do you think of that? What's that going to look like? Huh. It's just tough. And then they want to tell you that inflation, what's the cause? What's inflation? How does inflation work? Inflation occurs when prices rise, decreasing the purchasing powers of your dollars. They say in 1980, what was it? Let's see. In 1980, a movie ticket cost about $2.89. Now how much is a movie ticket? Yeah. What's it, 10 times? No, 5 times? What causes inflation and who profits from it? Yeah, nearly 80% of Americans blame Biden for inflation surge, according to a new poll. New York Post. Think about that. How well is that going to be come election time for old Joe? Nearly 80% of Americans say, hey, he's responsible for the inflation surge. How bad's it going to get? You know, back in former elections, they used to say it's the economy, stupid. Right? Wow. All right, well, listen to this. If you work for Walt Disney, it's going to get weird fast. California Walt Disney out of control again. Here's what the headline says. With some attractions closed, Disneyland raises prices. The park stands to make money even if attendance briefly dips. Well, I don't know how brief the dips are going to be, Disney. But I think it's kind of a shame. But when Disney basically is going to raise prices right now, when the economy is struggling to come back, when all these things are happening, they have less services because a lot of their attractions are closed. Right? With some attractions closed, so in other words, less service, less at the park for you to enjoy, Disneyland raises prices. I guess the park's going to make money even if attendance briefly dips. They don't even care if they have less attendance for a while. Could this be the undoing of Disneyland? Could people get mad enough at Disneyland like they did the baseball strikes back in the day? Pretty soon, baseball wasn't so American, was it? Kind of fell out of favor to a great degree. I mean, it's come back a lot, but it's still. All right, well, is it going to be now Disneyland's going to be the less liked, if you will? Or the less appreciated or less accepted pastime? Because even when things are tough for every one of us, Disneyland's like, hey, I know we have less attractions, but we're just going to raise our rates. Why? Because we can. That's a bad answer, in my opinion. Right? Park stands to gain more money. Make money even if attendance briefly dips. I think it'll be a whole lot don't know what you want to call it, but more than just a brief dip. I think people are just simply going to... Now, do you think that they say inflation might be better for the planet? Right? You say, how would it be better for the planet to have inflation, Sam? Well, if you listen to these wackos, here's how it is. You go do too many things. You go to restaurants, you mack down big old steaks and stuff like that. You ought to be home eating Rice-A-Roni, buddy. Because when you run around and do all that you're doing, it's just too much toll on the economy. Your footprint's just too massive. You're wearing a size 12 shoe, and you ought to be wearing a size 8 now. At least, what do you want to call it, environmentally speaking? Right? That's what we're seeing, folks. That's what we're seeing more and more of. Everything in society, they're just attacking and taking down. They welcome inflation because that's how they're going to get you to do less and sit home and wallow in fear. We have got to jettison this agenda and notion, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to cancel the cancel culture and start to not live by fear, but live by faith and hope. All right? We need to have charity, kindness, respect, appreciation. These are the things that I want to see. Right? That's what I'm saying. We need to have a positive outlook. Look, I know times are tough. I know it's not fun, but I do know that God is in his heavens and that he loves us. I do know that Jesus Christ is the Savior. The atonement of Jesus Christ can save us all, even from the meltdowns of economic shortages, financial shortages, job shortage, whatever, economic imbalances, inflation, closing of businesses, all... He can save us from everything. So even if the propane market's headed for Armageddon, even if there's no salad at certain restaurants, even if In-N-Outs are shutting down, even if it might be the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, even if 80% of Americans blame Biden, even if Disneyland is closing attractions but charging more, the Savior Jesus Christ can save us from all this, folks. Let's be very clear. And this broadcast is on the air to testify of Jesus Christ, that he lives, that he conquered death, that he died on the cross and lives today and invites us to come unto him. Ye that are heavy laden, ye that can't handle your burdens, he'll take your burdens and lighten them for you. That's what the Savior Jesus Christ does for each one of us. So this broadcast is designed to testify of that and to give you hope in a fallen world. To give you courage against the opposition. To help you remember that it's God, family, and country that are the keys to success. It's not politicians and bureaucrats. Locally is where you will solve problems. In your family is where you will solve problems. You will not solve problems thousands of miles away in Washington, D.C., where the bureaucrats and professional do-gooders roam and rape your wallet. That's not where the answers are found. The answers are found in the key principles that we teach on the radio every day, 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. I know it seems like a very dire situation, ladies and gentlemen, and it is, let's be real. But it's nothing that we, the people of the greatest country on the face of the earth, under God Almighty, can't handle. If we turn to Christ, we can handle anything that comes our way. After all, he is the ultimate healer. It isn't Fauci, it's Jesus Christ. Be very clear about that reality check, will you please? Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Two great guests. Got an event tonight in Utah we'll be at. We'll tell you about that, a whole lot more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for doing so. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.